Hello, everyone. Steve Siebel back with mentaltoughnessblog.com. Well, everyone seems to be saying the same thing across America today. And what they're saying is, I wouldn't want to be Tiger Woods. And that's something I don't think very many people would actually say on a normal day. But of course, today is not a normal day. The Tiger is in trouble with the missus. And if you haven't seen it, it's kind of a mess. And I don't want to get into anything too gossipy about Tiger Woods. That's not the point of this blog, obviously. But the point of it is of talking about this actual story is that I ask you to ask yourself this critical thinking, mental toughness question. And I mean this completely without any judgment whatsoever, because I am not a judge. And nor is it the point of this blog to judge anyone's behavior or anything else like that. But here's the question. Is Tiger Woods really sorry that he had this affair or affairs with this woman or women for 3 years or more? Is he really sorry for it, as he said in the press conference or in the press release? Or is he just sorry he got caught? Critical thinking here. Is he really sorry he did it for 3 years? Or is he just sorry he got caught? Well, I think that any level of critical thinking will say that he's just sorry he got caught. And again, no judgment whatsoever. I love Tiger. Everybody in the world loves the Tiger. He's the greatest golfer of all time. He seems like a great guy. I've never met him. But like everyone else, I've seen him on TV and heard him. And he's a great ambassador and all the good things. I love Tiger Woods like you probably love Tiger Woods. But I think it's a great example that we see over and over and over with public celebrities, and obviously this happens every day with other people, but people that are public celebrities that have incredible access to people, other people, for men it's women, for women it's men, and these crazy things occur, and every single time the press release states, I've let myself down, I've let my family down, I'm so sorry. And it turns out a lot of these affairs have been going on for years. So the question is, again, critical thinking question, is he sorry for doing it, or is he sorry that he's married? Or is he sorry that he doesn't have an open relationship where he can carry on these kind of affairs? Or is he sorry for anything else except for getting caught? It's something to think about. And the reason, again, I bring this up is it because this is so pervasive in our society with celebrities. Of course, it happens with people that are not celebrities every day, but we just hear about the celebrities. So they, unfortunately, take the brunt of all the abuse instead of the people who are doing things like this and then denying, you know, either denying that they've done them or saying they're sorry for something that went on for 3 years. It's a little crazy. I just saw Dr. Keith Ablow, who's a noted psychologist on television, and he's a very smart guy. I've heard him for many years talk, and he said basically the same thing. He said what Tiger should be looking at probably is his beliefs and what he really believes. Obviously, he believed that this was either the right thing to do or something it was worth doing or whatever it is. But my point of this is, in bringing this up again, is not to be gossipy, because that's not the point here. The point is for all of us to look at our actions, not what we say we are or what we say we're going to do, but what we actually do. And then to Dr. Keith Ablow's point, to look at it through the lens of our belief system and say, I must believe this is right. I must believe this is worth it. I must believe that this is the way to behave because I keep behaving this way. And if that's it, then fine. Probably a more honest statement would be to say, well, I thought it was worth taking the chance for 3 years to do this, because I had 3 years to think about it. I must have thought it was worth it, or I must be unhappy in my marriage, or I wish I had a different lifestyle, or I wish I was single, or whatever it is. That'd probably be more accurate. And hey, the guys in the public, be pretty tough to come out and say something like that. And it doesn't matter that if he does or not, because it's his own private life and it's truly any of our business. But I would, like Dr. Keith Ablow, I would strongly suggest having a look at all of our behaviors, not just Tiger looking at himself, but what about all of us? What are we currently doing? You know, and look at yourself in the mirror, and I'm doing the same thing on a regular basis, saying, what am I doing that's incongruent with my belief system? Because obviously there's a cost there. But the problem is that, again, we delude ourselves into saying, hey, I really am sorry for this behavior, when the truth is I might not be, or I'm not, I'm completely not. But it just sounds good. Fool the world, if you will. Obviously, a statement like that is designed just to get people to go away, which they're not going to do because he's a celebrity. But don't fool yourself. At least know, I hope at least Tiger knows in his heart that he thought it was worth it. Because one night might be one thing. 3 years is a long time. So, again, without any judgments whatsoever, because that's not the point of this. And I don't want to go there because it's, that's not what we're here to do. But I would love to hear everyone's comments on this, for one, on this story, but mostly not on the Tiger, but mostly on this idea of critical thinking and connecting your behaviors back to your beliefs. Not what you say you are, but what you actually do. And then the beliefs, or the belief that led, that dictated that you behave in that manner. Beliefs are the key to the whole thing. You guys know this. The people listen to this blog know this. Beliefs are the software of everything. All that, they're the creators of all our behaviors. And if we kid ourselves about what we really believe, then we're going to be baffled by our behaviors. But at least to us, to ourselves, in our own private time, if we know what we believe, we'll know exactly why we behave. And once you understand the mechanics of your own beliefs and your own behaviors, you can do amazing things, because you'll never break your beliefs. You'll never go against your own beliefs. And if you do, it's going to cost you a whole bunch. And when you behave in a certain way, you know where it comes from. You know the belief that created that behavior. It's a matter of doing what we do in professional, or what I used to do in professional sports. And that's taking a player, a tennis player, for example, like an Andre Agassi or a Bjorn Borg or someone great like that, and breaking down mechanically what they do. And then teaching them mechanically why they're so good, so they can recreate that level of competence on a daily basis. It's the same with thinking. You understand the mechanics of how you think. You start with your beliefs. You identify what the core beliefs are. And if you want to know what they are, where you start is how you behave. Then you backtrack and say, I must behave this way over and over because I have a belief that's driving that behavior. Once you know the mechanics, you can replicate the mechanics. Problem is, most of us don't know what the mechanics are. We're just sort of behaving, and when we do something, you know, outrageous like the Tiger did here, or outrageous in the sense that he's married and now he's got this major problem, and there you go. Hopefully he knows why. I don't know if he does or not. I have no idea. It doesn't really matter, I guess, except to him. But if you know, you can replicate it. And if you don't know why you behave the way you do, then you end up doing things and going, why the heck did I do that? I hope that makes some sense. If you haven't heard this line of thinking before, I hope that makes some sense. It really is a pretty simple idea. Beliefs can be complicated. Behaviors can be complicated. But once you marry the two together and you start to break them down mechanically, you start to see why you behave the way you behave. And then you can basically dictate your own behavior, and you're never really surprised at what you do on a daily basis. So I appreciate you listening, as always. And I can't wait to hear all your comments on this.